From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the Book of Judges as he brings the final portion of a message called Little is Much When God is in It, the story of Shamgar, the third judge in Israel. Shamgar's day was a time of spiritual declension and great violence. Things were so bad that people were afraid to travel on the highways. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, it was the spiritual apostasy of Israel that had brought them to this sad state. The condition of the country was so black that all hope seemed to be gone. Yet in the midst of that, God raised up one man who was burdened for the honor of the Lord, and he acted by faith to achieve a great deliverance. Shamgar's enemy was the Philistines, the most powerful people in the land of Canaan. With no sword or spear, Shamgar had nothing but an ox goad as his weapon. Yet by faith in the God of Israel, he slew 600 Philistines and delivered his people. Here is a lesson that we need to use what God has given us in the battle against wickedness, for the power is of God and not of us. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in a few minutes. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's selection is called Deliverance from Dust and Chaff. The text is Amos chapter 9 and verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. The sifting process is going on still. Wherever we go, we are still being winnowed and sifted. In all countries, God's people are being tried, like as corn sifted in a sieve. Sometimes the devil holds the sieve and tosses us up and down at a great rate, with the earnest desire to get rid of us forever. Unbelief is not slow to agitate our heart and mind with its restless fears. The world lends a willing hand at the same process, and shakes us to the right and to the left with great vigor. Worst of all, the church, so largely apostate as it is, comes in to give a more furious force to the sifting process. Well, well, let it go on. Thus is the chaff severed from the wheat. Thus is the wheat delivered from dust and chaff. And how great is the mercy which comes to us in the text. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All shall be preserved that is good, true, gracious. Not one of the least of believers shall be lost. Neither shall any believer lose anything worth calling a loss. We shall be so kept in the sifting that it shall be a real gain to us through Christ Jesus.
We come and
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions, such as, why did Christ have to be born a man? Why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And what's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such questions. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. But we're also pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 20th century Christian. You may have a copy of the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Shamgar, I have no doubt, would have said, Lord, I wish I had a sword and a whole army of good men with swords. I wish I had a spear and a lot of others throwing spears or using them beside me, but I have just an ox goad. But what I have in my hand, by the grace of God, I'll use it to the fullness of my ability in the service of my Savior. That's the spirit. Oh, if only I had more education, I would serve the Lord. Well, get all the education you want, but you start serving the Lord in your ignorance. Oh, if only I could speak publicly, I would serve the Lord. Well, you start speaking privately and let God give you the tongue for public speech later if he will. You remember he said to Moses, what is that in thine hand? What is it? Use it. Zechariah asks the question, who is despised the day of small things? An ox goad is not a very big thing. It's not a very important thing for warfare. I would say this is probably the only battle in history that was won with the use of the ox goad. But you see, Zechariah also said, it is not by might, nor is it by power. It is not by might. It is not by armies. It is not by human greatness. That's the message. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. What is that in thine hand? What has God put in your hand? Use it to the fullness of your ability for God. And you'll come to experience what Shamgar did as we finally think upon the exploits that he did. He slew 600 Philistines with an ox goad. I'd love to have been there. Of course, just as a spectator. I don't know that I could use an ox goad much. But I think my wife could, mind you. But what a sight that must have been. 600 lusty Philistine warriors slain by one countryman with an ox goad. What an exploit. Now, Shamgar had every excuse to do nothing. After all, that's what everybody else was doing. Nothing. So he could have done the same. He could well have excused himself, Lord, I have no experience. And of course, as we have noted, Lord, I have no weapons. But his spirit was moved. That's the thing. His spirit was moved within him against the sin that was cursing his people and against the bondage that Israel was enduring. So that whatever the cost was going to be, Shamgar, that little insignificant countryman with only an ox goad in his hand, Shamgar felt compelled to go out and face the foe. A fool. Aye, that's what the world would have said. A fool. Not only is that what the world would have said, but that's what the Israelites would have said. What does that fool think he's doing? I mean, what can that little man do with his ox goad? But he saw a miracle of the power of God. The work of God needs men who are stirred by the Holy Ghost to serve God and go to war for the kingdom of God against the kingdom of darkness. Men who are stirred. Men who are in the work of God because of a divinely imparted compulsion. That's what Mr. Spurgeon meant when he told his students, if you can be anything else but a preacher, then go and be it. He has been misunderstood. And I have read some very able modern men who have contradicted him. But he's the one who's right. They're wrong. He's not saying if you're so stupid that you can't be anything else, then be a minister. That's the way it was in the school I went to. If they didn't have the brains to make it to medicine, to law, or to the bank, put them in the church. Every sort of lunatic half-wit became a minister in the Presbyterian church. And if they were even so stupid that they couldn't make it there, they shipped them off to Canada. And they were ready to take anything. That's true. But that's not what Spurgeon meant, if you're so stupid. No, no. He meant, if you can honestly, with peace of heart and mind, pursue any other calling, if you can sit down at any other calling, then pursue it. For the man who's called to the ministry of Jesus Christ is a man who cannot do anything else and go on with God. There is in him a compulsion. There is a burning fire. I must. Paul said, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. That's the need of the hour. Men who feel the woe of the gospel ministry. No excuses. A time for action. A time to prove the promises and the power of God. And what promises we have for such a day as the day in which we're living. You remember the promise of Leviticus, where the Word of God gives you, chapter 26 and verse 3, if ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then the promises I give you rain and due season, etc. But verse 7 and 8, ye shall chase your enemies, they shall fall before you by the sword. 5 of you shall chase 100, 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Let me be for a moment. Well, I usually am this, so I'll just be it for another moment. A very literalistic interpreter of Scripture. Does the Holy Ghost really mean that? Can 5 people really do that much work? Could 100 men really put 10,000 to flight? Could they do it? Why not? Why not? You see, the secret is if you walk with God, if you know God, you can do it. I love the words of Daniel 11:32, the people that do know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Ah, there's the rub. We may blame the times in which we live. We may blame the people. We may blame society. We may blame the television. We may blame the churches. We may even blame the Christians. But let's stop kidding ourselves. The real problem is our own lack of the knowledge of God. If you know God, you'll do exploits and you'll be strong. Remember the words that were given. I've quoted them so often I'm nearly ashamed to do it again. Were given to a young English preacher when he went first to his parish. He paid a courtesy call on his most famous parishioner. He went to the great author and he said, "Sir, what does this parish most need? The answer was, this parish most needs a man who knows God other than by hearsay. That's it. You can read all about God. You can read what Augustine said about God, what Thomas Aquinas said about God, what John Owen said about God, what John Calvin said about God, what Louis Berkhof says about God, and much of it will be very, very, very helpful. Believe it or not, even some of the things that Aquinas said. Yes, very helpful. But you'll not know God. The knowledge of God is not learning so many words out of a book, even this book. The knowledge of God goes much deeper than that. It's the knowledge of a person. It's the knowledge of intimate fellowship, yes, over this book, and alone with God. It is a knowledge whereby God reveals himself in the person of his Son and by the power of his Spirit. It is a knowledge that wipes out the consciousness, at least the overriding or overwhelming consciousness of everything and everybody else, and that instates Almighty God in his person and glory as the overwhelming reality of life. When a man knows God after that fashion, he will be a strong man, and he will do exploits, whatever the opposition. We're nothing. Let's admit it. Our human resources are negligible and useless anyway. But remember Bertha Norman's song, "Little is much when God is in it." Let Shamgar be an encouragement to us to stand up and do a work for God in this day of evil and of apostasy, and deliver Israel from her sin. See the Church of God bestirred to be brought out of bondage for better things and glorious victories. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Send us home tonight with a burden to be the best that we can be for Christ. If you're in the meeting and you don't know the Savior, you're living for the devil, isn't it time that you came to the end of yourself and came to the beginning of grace in Christ? Cast yourself entirely upon the mercy of God and the merits of Christ. The Lord can take you, not only save you, but he can make you a mighty instrument whose significance and influence will only be fully understood when we stand in his presence in eternity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, You may have a copy free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.